Let's get started. So we basically finished up the sugya last week. Just a couple of notes, really, this week from Taisvis, and the second Taisvis will lead to a jumping-off point. I also brought a couple of short comments from other Rishonim where I felt they were relevant to what Tosfos is saying, or similar to what Tosfos is saying. The truth is, if I was really doing this right, I would have had us learn the Gemara in Beitza, which is most relevant, but we'll have to see it quoted instead by Rabbi Yashiv. But basically, we're just going to go through the first two testimonies on Beis Amud Beis, Imkena Mantaramye, and Kocho de Rebbe Meir de Mekel. We'll go through those two, and just again a couple of points, and then we'll discuss the idea of Koch de Tera Adif, which comes up in that second Tosfos. Very, very beautiful piece, not that it needs my Hechsher or my Haskama, but from Rabbi Yashiv over here. Long piece, but very, very interesting. Okay. Says Taisvis, Imkein Amantarami, the very first words on the page. Okay, so basically, the Gemara, just to reorient ourselves, the Gemara basically had given a possible pircha on Rabbi Yehuda and said, basically, how do we know, okay, that Rabbi Yehuda is not more lenient by a Mayan shelo yatzer betchila, by an old Mayan, maybe he'll let you water a beis hapal with an old Mayan. That was the Gemara's question, meaning we wanted to say that Rabbi Yehuda did seem to match the Mishnah. We said, one second, how do we know if this Braisa only talks about a Mayan sheyatzer betchila, meaning a new spring, and that's where he says you can only do it in a beis hashlachin, but not in a beis hapal. Maybe for an old spring where there's no concern that it will lead to a situation of tir chesira, meaning that the walls will collapse, maybe over there he would matir even a beis hapal. That was the Gemara's question. And the Gemara said, well, what do you want to do, right? The Gemara said, Imkein mas nisin aman teramye. Who are you going to throw our Mishnah on? Then no one's going to be the Tana of our Mishnah. So since Rabbi Yehuda fits the best, so let's choose him, basically. Meaning, because this is just a suffix, we don't know what he holds in this case. Says Tosfos. Tosfos asks a very interesting question. Im kein aman teramye, says Tosfos, v'im nafshach lomar. And if you would want to say, mimai deraminan aliva derbi huda yosir mi Rebbe Lazar. Okay, if you look back here, we had Rebbe Lazar ben Yaakov. Okay, we had Rebbe Lazar ben Yaakov, not Rebbe Lazar ben Azariah. I believe he's talking about Rebbe Lazar ben Yaakov, right? What was our issue with Rebbe Lazar ben Yaakov? Why did we reject him? Was it because he said something that was against the Mishnah per se? Why did we reject him? Amor deshamis leder Rebbe Lazar avacha delotircha b'makom pseida mishamis la. We don't know what he says b'makom pseida. Ask Tosfos, one second. Why are you showing favoritism to Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda and Rebbe Lazar ben Yaakov are essentially in the same boat. They're essentially in the same boat. Okay? Meaning, what was the question that we had on Rabbi Lazar ben Yaakov? Was basically, we don't know his opinion in case X. And for Rabbi Yehuda, we're saying, we don't know his opinion in case Y. So says Tosfos, why are you showing favoritism to Rabbi Yehuda? Right? Vim nafshach lomar, meaning, which is essentially, vim tomar mimaydur, I mean, an aliva to Rabbi Yehuda, why do we, again, throw it more on Rabbi Yehuda, yosem or Rabbi Eliezer, kimod akshin al Rabbi Eliezer, because we asked the same question before on Rabbi Eliezer, hachinami parchin al Rabbi aliva to Rabbi Yehuda. We asked the same question on Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, okay, umay alima lahashas milsa de Rabbi Yehuda, and what is stronger to the Gemara, what Rabbi Yehuda said, demuchach mine demasnis and astia alive, that it's for sure that the Mishnah goes like him, yoser me de Rabbi Eliezer, more so than Rabbi Eliezer. What's the maila basically of Rabbi Yehuda over Rabbi Eliezer? Ikalameimar answers Tosfos. Mishum de bitarti mili ashkechan behed yavimilse de Rabbi Yehuda kamov masnisin. Okay, he says, because we see two things of Rabbi Yehuda that align with our Mishnah. Okay, aval le Rabbi Elazar, but for Rabbi Elazar, leka le ochuchem milse elachad milsa kedel el. Said, but for Rabbi Elazar, we only have a proof for one. De harvacha asir. Therefore, hilkach nichale lokmek Rabbi Yehuda veloka Rabbi Elazar. Therefore, we're much happier to leave it like Rabbi Yehuda more than Rabbi Eliezer. What he's essentially saying is as follows. We really identified three things in our Mishnah, right? We identified watering a beis hashlachin, which is what we call pseida. We identified watering a beis habal, which you're not allowed to do according to the Mishnah, which is called harvacha. And then we had a third case, which is watering not with a ma'ayan, but watering with things that are excessive tircha in a case of pseida. Again, we have the case of pseida with a little bit of tircha that is okay. Then we have two cases which are not okay. Harvacha, which is a beis habal, and excessive tircha in a case of pseida. And last week and the week before, we were really trying to see which of these three boxes are checked by each of the different opinions in the Gemara. And ultimately, says Tosfos, Rabbi Yehuda is better because he checks two out of three. What do we see, right? And again, depending on how you learn the different cases, and Tosfos, you should see, should be Lishitaso, based on the way he explains Moshe Namas Amayim, based on the way he explains Yeser Al-Kainam Rabbi Yehuda, okay? Ultimately, what he says is, or what they say is, it's one author writing down the opinion of possibly many Baliyat Tosfos, says very simple, right? We learn from Rabbi Yehuda, number one, Pseida in Harvachalo. How do we know that? Okay? Possibly because, again, the diuk that we have, that at least in the case of Mayan Chiyatza Beskila, you're not allowed to do Beis Abal. Okay? Meaning, so that proves that you can't do Harvacha. Number two, Ubimakom Pseida Nami Mitrach Lo Tarach, even in a case of loss, you can't do Tircha. What's that? Where does he say you can't do excessive Tircha? Very good. Yes, sir. Okay, now Rabbi Yehuda says, Tosfos, what's the case there? Lo Yifne Amas Amayim, or Lo Yafne, or Yifane, whatever that was, right? Tosfos explicitly say, Ka'asar Lahafnos Vishum Dehavi Tircha Yisera. Says that's the case of Tircha Yisera. So we've checked two of the three boxes. All we got to do then is check the third box. However, Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov says, Moshkin Amas Amayim. Okay? He says, Ilan ke beis hashlach in dami. So all we learn, again, is Harvacha de lo tircha b'makom pseid ha-misham esle. We don't know makom pseid at all for Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, so therefore it's more likely that the Mishnah would be like Rabbi Yehuda. But ultimately, we still don't have an explicit proof against Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov.
No, that's what I was going to say. But you check two boxes, but there's nothing that Rabbi Elazar said that was inconsistent anywhere.
Correct, 100%. And Tosfos admits that at the end. Right, that's ultimately Tosa's point, right? We can only prove one out of three, so therefore, he doesn't say that he's wrong. He just says, Nicha le'uk maker of Yehuda, the local Rabbi Eliezer. It's easier for us to say, we'll follow the guy who checks two out of three boxes than the guy who checks one out of three boxes, but Anna Hanami.
Why can't they say it could be either of them?
I'm not sure. Meaning, Tosfos is turning this into a bit of a logic game, a likelihood game, really. Tosfos is doing a little bit of gambling. But I'm not sure if push came to shove in the Gemara. I'm not sure. Now, Rashi definitely we saw, right?
Is it common for Mishnah to say that it could be ascribed either to them, or do they usually try to say?
We usually try to find out who it is. And again, certainly there is. Once we put it this way, once we interpret that the Braisa is talking about Bein Mimayan Sheyatze B'Tchila, Bein Mimayan Shelo Yatze B'Tchila, all three criteria fit with Rabbi Yehuda. Meaning, there's no way that the advantage of Rabbi Yehuda is we have a source that very likely could be read as agreeing to the Mishnah here. Meaning, it's not just that he checks two out of three boxes and he checks one out of three boxes. It's that if we are willing to read the Braisa in this way, then he checks three out of three boxes. Whereas Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, we don't have any other information, really. So there's both parts to that, but I'm not sure the Gemara could have conclusively stated the reason why it could be what Tosfos is effectively saying. The reason why we rejected Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, was because we didn't have enough information. But Tosfos is essentially saying it's not a clear rejection. So I just thought it was interesting. Tosfos, I didn't think of this point to say, would the Gemara be comfortable ultimately saying this? If we had no other choice, would the Gemara say, okay, you know, we didn't hear it, but we'd still be okay with it? Maybe. I really don't know. Very interesting question. Now, what's very interesting, I did see one other comment on this line, Imkena Mantaramia, which is a very weird line. We talked about last time briefly, and somebody asked, said basically, like, who cares? Maybe it's nobody, right? That was essentially the question that I remember being asked by someone here. I'll have to go back to the recordings to hear who it was that asked that. But the implication was, why do we have to identify someone? Right? Whoa.
We normally have Stamish as Rabbi Meir.
And we know it can't be Rabbi Meir, right? That was Tosfos earlier, correct. Yeah. So for Tosfos Arash, maybe, I don't remember.
We want to have someone.
Fine, I understand that, but maybe it's someone whose opinion was not stated in this Braisa or in another Mishnah. Meaning, okay, we'll say it's Chveslas, Rabbi Shua. Rabbi Shua didn't say anything. It's Rabbi Shua. Okay, so what's very interesting is Ritva seems to assume that if we can't identify the Tana of the Mishnah, we would reject it in favor of one of the other opinions. Says the Ritva in source number base. Im kein masnisen aman teramye. Perush. Dimishum pircha koldehu. Because of a question like this, which is basically we don't know type of question. Again, a question of we're lacking information. It's not an explicit rejection. Right? We don't have an explicit rejection. We have an explicit rejection of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. We have an explicit rejection of Rabbi Meir. But we don't have an explicit rejection of Rabbi Yehuda or of, as we saw now, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. Says the Ritva. Pirish dimishum pircha koldehu lesson lampuki masnisen mehochsa. Meaning, apparently, says the Ritva, why masnisin aman teramye? Because we're assuming that we're going to follow one of the known opinions lehalacha. For the Mishnah to be no one's known opinion and to be halacha would be very odd, says the Ritva. Therefore, what the Gemara's motivation here, why it says, it's like we're forced into declaring it Rabbi Yehuda, why are we forced in, says the Ritva? Because we have to say the Stam Mishnah is lehalacha. And therefore, we need to identify another opinion who says this. If the Stam Mishnah was just arguing on everybody, especially, again, according to the Girsa of the Tosefta, that the middle opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is Chachamim, right, we talked about this the last two times, to go, and again, I know there are rules, right, you have a Yachid in a Mishnah, and a Rabbim in a Braisa, and different things, and where the Braisa is, ultimately, the Ritva is, I'm comfortable with this being an anonymous Tana, even though he's saying, maybe we would have otherwise if it wasn't the Stam Mishnah. If this was just a Braisa we were trying to figure out, so forget it, it'll be someone else. Yes.
So the reason they have to go down this path is because they knocked out Rabbi Meir.
Correct. Because otherwise we assumed it was Rabbi Meir. Precisely. Precisely. And that was, again, we saw earlier. Okay. Now, the next part of the Gemara is basically the Gemara's answer. So why then does it only say Mayan Shiyatza B'tchila? Meaning, why doesn't it then say, if it was really true, that Rabbi Yehuda agrees that even by a Mayan Shiyatza B'tchila, meaning, again, an old water stream, an old stream, that is true, that he says Beis HaBaal, no. Beis HaShlachin, yes. So why does this Braisa only use the case of the new stream? Which, again, we're worried that it's going to collapse. Answer the Gemara, Lehodiacha kocho de Rabbi Meir. It's coming to show you the koach of Rabbi Meir. Da afilu mayan ayotze v'tchila, says the Gemara, even a new mayan, mashki mimenu afilu stei habal, you can water even a stei habal. Meaning it's a bigger chiddush for Rabbi Meir. Why? Because Rabbi Meir, one might have thought, if we would say mayan shaloya v'tchila, meaning only an old spring, and we said that Rabbi Meir is meiko by a beis habal, we'd say, you know why Rabbi Meir is lenient? Because here, there's no chance that it'll lead to Tircha Yisera. But if it was a new spring, maybe Rabbi Meir would be Machmir. Says the Gemara, in order to avoid us thinking that, and to realize that Rabbi Meir is so mekil by a beis habal, is so mekil by a beis habal, that he's even willing to let you use a mayon sheyatza betchila, a new spring, that's why it says this case, laodiach hakocho de Rabbi Meir, to show you the koch of Rabbi Meir. Now, every time the Gemara says, and this is like standard classic Gemara fare, every time the Gemara chooses one Tana, in this regard, we have to understand why didn't the Gemara choose either of the other two Tanaim? Why didn't the Gemara say, Lo diacha kocho de Rabbi Yehuda? Right? Meaning, why in fact did the Braisa choose to do that? Okay? Why in fact did the Braisa choose to show you the koach of Rabbi Meir? So for this, we have a number of different, we have a number, okay? A number of, a number of different possibilities. Okay? Okay. Questions are as follows. Number one, why did the Braisa do this? Why did the Braisa, in fact, set up a situation where it's showing you the koach of Rabbi Meir as opposed to the koach of Rabbi Yehuda? Second question, what is Rabbi Yehuda Mekel on? What is Rabbi Yehuda Mekel on? Where does Rabbi Yehuda and the Braisa say you can water?
An old man.
Well, he doesn't say that explicitly. The whole thing's talking about a new Mayan, right? Again, Mayan ayotze b'tchila, says the Braisa, Mashkin menu afilu stei beis habal divrei Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Yehuda omer, ein mashkin ela stei beis hashlachin shechareva. What does he let you water?
Beis hashlachin.
Beis hashlachin, very good. Frek de Ritva, the first question. Why don't we say, it's lehodiach hakocho de Rabbi Yehuda, that even by a mayan hayotze b'tchila, he lets you water a beis hashlachin. Meaning, why did the Gemara choose to emphasize Rabbi Meir as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda? Because we could just as easily, we could use the same case to emphasize Rabbi Yehuda's kula. Meaning, had it just said mayan shelo yatze b'tchila, talking about an old mayan, we would have thought about Rabbi Yehuda. Well, we don't know what he says about a mayan hayotze b'tchila. So why does the Gemara specifically choose to say lo diach hakocho de Rabbi Meir? Tafilu mayan hayotze b'tchila mashkev no filo seyosev el. Just say lo diach hakocho de Rabbi Yehuda. Okay, ask the Ritva. The Ritva's question is, there is just as much of a chiddush for Rabbi Yehuda by using a numayan. So why do we in the Gemara choose to say this shows us the koach of Rabbi Meir? Obviously it shows us the koach of Rabbi Meir, but it also shows us the koach of Rabbi Yehuda. So why is the Gemara dafka focusing on Rabbi Meir as opposed to Rabbi Yehuda? Essentially, this question is asking the same as we're going to see the Ran asks, which is, or why does the Gemara not say both? Why doesn't the Gemara say, Lo diach hakocha de Rabbi Meir, that he lets you even water as Debes Abal in this regard, in the new Mayan, and Lo diach hakocha de Rabbi Yehuda, who lets you water even as Debes Hashlachin with the new Mayan? Okay, essentially the same question is, why did Rabbi Yehuda get accepted? Ritva, since he's focusing on one or the other, so he gives an answer. He says, again, the second line of the Ritva in source number base, that's just Dibra Maskel. Vim Tomar asks the Ritva, Velema Mishum Kocha Rabbi Yehuda, why do we not say that this is stated in this way to show you the Kocha Rabbi Yehuda Deshari Lab Eves Hashlachin, that even by Eves Hashlachin, he lets you use a Mayan, which is new. Yesh Lomar, says the Ritva, because we're responding to the Braisa. The cave under Rabbi Yehuda, that since Rabbi Yehuda Lo Ad Kare Meikar was not mentioned first, Ela desircha de Rabbi Meir nakat. He only responded to Rabbi Meir, meaning Rabbi Meir was the one who stated halacha, you can water even a beis habal. And Rabbi Yehuda responds to him and says, no, only a beis hashlachin, shechareva. Therefore, less lan lemitli taima de nakat mayan jiyosi v'tchila bididei ela de Rabbi Meir. Says the Ritva. So, what is the reason the Braisa was that? Well, who opens the Braisa? Rabbi Meir. He's the one who introduces the case of mayan hayosi v'tchila. And Rabbi Yehuda only responds to him. So therefore, then he says, it makes much more sense that why, what is the case of Mayan Ayotzi B'tchila actually doing there? It's Lodiach HaKocho de Rabbi Meir. What this means is, very, very important. Very, very important. Why does the Gemara choose Rabbi Meir over Rabbi Yehuda?
Because he can't.
Because he spoke first. Oh,
that's it?
Because that's what Ritva is saying. Right? It asks, why doesn't it say Lodiach HaKocho de Rabbi Yehuda? The answer is, the answer is because Rabbi Yehuda is just responding to Rabbi Meir. But really, Rabbi Meir is the main guy. This answer would also, and very possibly might be, an answer to why at all you would say Mayan Hayotzi B'tchila. Meaning this is not just answering why we don't show the Koach of Rabbi Yehuda, it's also showing why we don't say specifically the other case to show, let's say, the Koach of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah.
So kocho doesn't have anything to do with what the halacha is in the dispute.
Correct. Correct. It has absolutely nothing to do with the halacha and the dispute. But the bigger chiddush here is that according to the Ritva, it will come out that the Gemara is going to prefer to show you the koach of Rabbi Meir, regardless of what his opinion was, simply because he opens the discussion. And it would be less likely to show you the koach of Rabbi Yehuda, because he responds, and even less likely to show you the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the koach of him, because he's only responding to Rabbi Yehuda.
Okay, with Rabbi Yehuda, mm-hmm. I'm not sure how it shows he's Meikel. In the sense that Rabbi Yehuda could hold in an old Ma'ayan that you could even do a Beit Baal, and this is actually being left here.
So, correct. There's no question that it depends on which case you're looking at. The right. Point of the Ritva is to say the Gemara could have framed it al pi halacha. Right? And this is going back to your point as well. The Gemara could have framed it by saying, this shows the leniency of Rabbi Yehuda in a Beis HaShlachin. It could have framed it that way.
But it's not a leniency. Because we don't.
It's not a leniency overall in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion. It's a leniency in Rabbi Yehuda's opinion of a Beis HaShlachin. Again, meaning Rabbi Yehuda has two psakim. Beis HaBaal, no. Beis HaShlachin, yes. Right? That's Rabbi Yehuda's psak. That's the psak of the Mishnah. That's Rabbi Yehuda's psak in the Braisa. In regards to a Beis HaShlachin, saying that you can water from a new spring is a leniency in that halacha. Saying it about a Beis HaBaal is a stringency in that halacha. But it doesn't really matter. Again, according to Ritva, it's not about leniency and stringency and halacha and nothing. It's simply Rabbi Meir opens, why don't we also include Rabbi Yehuda? Why don't we say Rabbi Yehuda instead of Rabbi Meir? Because we don't care about halacha, we don't care about leniency and stringency. Rabbi Meir opened the case, so we're going to discuss him. That's what I believe the Ritva's Shita is. Now, I'm not going to read the Ran. The Ran is, as usual, as we've noticed in this Masechta, very hard to read and hard to follow as well. Even I looked in the Mosad Rav Kook Ran, other than changing the gears of one word, which I thought was a bizarre word, which he agreed with me was a bizarre word and was incorrect, didn't really add much to the interpretation. I think also it's missing a couple of words elsewhere. Very hard for me to understand. If we have time, we'll get back to it. So, we'll jump to the Tosfos Rush, and then we'll go to Tosfos themselves, just to see Tosfos Rush briefly. Okay? Or maybe we should even see Tosfos first. See Tosfos first, fine. Kocho de Rabbi Meir, Tosfos, first of all, has an extra word in their Gemara. What's that word? Demekil. So the first problem, okay? First problem is, the Gemara says, Lehodiach HaKocho de Rabbi Meir, Demekil. Okay? Is this with the Ritva? Already against the Ritva. Okay? No one else has this girsa, even in fancy Rashi, meaning the real Rashi that we quote from. Okay, first of all, it's not in this Rashi over here, in the fake Rashi on the side. In real Rashi, Rashi adds in the word Demekil. Okay, in real Rashi, Rashi adds in the word Demekil. Tosfos add that back into their Gemara. They say Kocho de Rabbi Demekil. Vim Tomar asks Tosfos, Velisni Shelo Yatsu Betchila, Lo Diecha Kocho de Rabbi Yehuda. De Machmir, or de Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would be an even bigger Machmir, right? Elazar ben Azariah doesn't even let you do that. Ask the Gemara Vim Tomar, Fractos Es Tosfos, Vim Tomar, Vilisne Shelo Yatsu B'Tkila. Why doesn't the Brisa choose the other case of an old Ma'ayan to emphasize the Chumra aspect of Rabbi Yehuda and of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Answers, okay, Ladiach HaKocho de Rabbi Yehuda de Machmir, Choy the Koch of Rabbi Yehuda de Machmir, answers Tosfos, and the Bach adds in V'yesh Lomar, Koach de Hetera Adif. The reason why we quote Rabbi Meir is because Koach de Hetera Adif. What does that mean? Okay, we're going to explore it in a moment in Rabbi Yashar, we're going to see it in Rashi in Beitza, we're going to see it, there's a famous Slach, the Note of Yehuda has a comment on this, but his essential point is Koach de Hetera Adif. We prefer to state a lenient position. We prefer to share a lenient opinion. Okay? Who is the most lenient in the Braisa? Rabbi Meir. And in fact, in Tosfos Gemara, what does it say? Kocho de Rabbi Meir Demeko. Right? So this all makes sense. It all works out perfectly. Very straightforward. Tosfos, why do we prefer against the Ritva? Why do we prefer Rabbi Meir? Because he's more lenient. We're going to choose whichever sheet is more lenient, and that's the Chiddush which we're going to give you. Okay? Svar for this, we're going to discuss in a moment. Very quickly, Tosfos Arash. Tmi Ali. Tmiali. Tosfos Arash is going to ask Akasha from Beitza. Okay? Amailo parech. Why do we not ask V'nisni tarvayhu lo diachagam koach de Rabbi Yehuda? Kidiktani b'masnisin bein mima'ayan, etc. Asks Tosfos 1 second. And Tosfos is going to give us a precedent from Beitza in a moment. Okay? He says, Tamieli, I'm very bothered. Amailo parech, why does the Gemara here not ask Vinisni Tarvayu, and we should list both cases, meaning in the Braisa, nothing stopping the Braisa from saying Mayan Ayotze B'Tchila and Mayan Shelo Yatze B'Tchila. Why does it only have to talk about one case? Like the Mishnah did, right? The Mishnah said, Bein mi Mayan Shiyatze B'Tchila, Bein mi Mayan Shelo Yatze B'Tchila. Ask Tosfos Arash, why can't the Braisa say both cases? And then, you know what? You get an extra benefit. You get the benefit of being showing the Kula of Rabbi Meir, and you get the benefit of showing the Chumra of Rabbi Huda and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. I mean, again, if we're assuming that this is in fact shot in the Braisa, that really, according to Rabbi Huda and according to Rabbi Meir and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, everything's clear-cut on what the Shita is, that it all depends, Beis HaBaal versus Beis HaShlachin, and that's their Machlokes. So why doesn't this Braisa bring both cases? And then you'll know the Chumra of one way and the Kula of the other way. Okay. Says the Gemara, Amai lo parach, why does it not ask v'neis ni tarvayu, and we should teach them both lo diach, hagam koach Rabbi Yehuda, to also teach you the koach Rabbi Yehuda, kedeketani v'as nisin, as we learned in our Mishnah, bein mimayan, that it's both cases. And says Tosfos Arash, this is asked precisely in this manner at the beginning of Beitza. Kedeparach v'shmaitza kamaisa de mesechas yantif, like we ask in the first Shmaitza, in the first Mishnah over there, in the first discussion over there, in Mesechas Beitza. And here he quotes the Gemara. V'chi tema, and if you say koach de tera adif, v'niflegu b'tarvayhu. Okay? Says the Gemara, if you're going to tell me the reason is why we say a lenient opinion, why we say only one of the two possible cases, right? Because we talk about Tarnagolas and a Beitza. I'm not going to go through the whole Gemara there, but basically the Gemara has exactly a very similar case. A machlokas there going on. I believe it's between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. And we'll see more of it in the Rabbi Yashiv in a moment. Okay? And the Gemara says, we said the lenient opinion, because Koch de Tera Adif, asks the Gemara, so why doesn't say both cases, and then you'll see the Chiddush of both cases? Answers Tosfos, V'yesh Lomar, I'll tell you why. That question was limited two meseches beitza. Why? Da'asam tarnegolas uveitzasa kulu chana milsa inun. Here in the brisa, it would be weird to add an entire extra case. Mayan shiyatze b'chila and mayan shaliyatze b'chila are very different cases. So it's not a kasha to ask, why didn't you add another case? Okay, and why didn't tell me 15 other halachas? The brisa doesn't have to tell you every halacha under the sun. It writes, okay, derech k'tara. However, the only reason why it was a kasha and beitza was because tarnegolas and beitza, right, which came first, the chicken or the egg? The same thing. The same thing, says Tosfos Arash. Now you have this from Tosfos Arash, right? Tosfos Arash is saying they're essentially the same thing. That's why over there we said you should just mention them both. Why? Because it's a very normal thing to mention the egg and the chicken. That would be a normal thing. But to add in a whole extra case, says Tosfos Arash, that we don't have to do, and therefore that's why the Gemara doesn't ask the same question over here. Now again, Tosfos Arash is working completely based on the notion that this is about Koach Datera. Even though he doesn't have this word to Mekel again, like Tosfos has, he's basing it exactly like a sugya where the Gemara says Koach Datera Adif. Meaning to him, it's exactly the same thing. It's exactly the same thing. Again, the sheet of the Balayat Tosfos is very clear. It's about Kulas, the sheet of the Ritzvah. I think you can extend to say that it's about who spoke first, and that's all we need to say. And that's the end of the story. Now, Koach Datera Adif. The question is, what is the Svara of Koach Datera Adif? Okay? Question, that's point number one. What is the svara? Why is it that Koach Dehetera is preferred? Okay, I'm sure some people here have heard these different things. What's floating around in your minds? Why is it better to say a kula? Why is it better to say a kula? Or you just want to wait to read it inside? You want to read Rashi? Tetzlach? Okay, we'll read it inside.
Does it take more knowledge and insight in order to come up with that?
It's harder.
Why should we say that more? You're right. So why should we say it more? Meaning maybe we'll say the guy's more brilliant.
There's a stronger foundation.
It's easier to say no than yes.
I know that. I understand that. How does that affect why the Brisa would want to state a specific case over another case? I mean, we have to think about its application here. Koach Datera Adif is used, and it's funny, I saw this on Wikipedia. I was going to even bring you the Wikipedia, but I don't know how often I bring Wikipedia on Torah as a source. But Wikipedia said exactly what I was trying to say. Koach Datera Adif is now used to say exactly what all of you are saying, but how does that apply back to Tosfos? Let's think for a minute, okay? We're saying, and you're absolutely right, it requires more knowledge. Anyone can just say Machmir. It requires much more knowledge and much more proofs and strength in order to say something lenient. Okay, and?
So it's Torah's chayv lahem. So anything that makes it easier for Bnei Yisrael to do the mitzvah and do everything else is beneficial for the Kol Yisrael.
Fair. Agreed. So why then does the Gemara say it? What you're saying is essentially, why does the Gemara say it?
It's a bigger chiddush to say that.
So how far can you push the envelope and still be within the boundaries of halacha?
Very good. Meaning, we want Kol Yisrael to be as lenient as possible, essentially, meaning, or at least to be aware, that's the way I think you're presenting it.
You don't want to make it harder for people.
You want to make it easier for people, so anytime we can tell people a kula, we'll tell people a kula. Here's the problem, people. Do we paskin like this?
Maybe it's a mamma that you shayl also, you want to be more chasrach mana, hamamanu shal Yisrael. So you want to go make more.
I hear, but then why aren't we paskinning like this? This should not be a rule of what we quote in a brisa, this should be a rule of psak. You understand? Based on what you're saying, that's what you're giving me is not a reason why the Gemara should quote Koach Dehetera of Rabbi Meir over Koach Dechumra of Rabbi Yehuda. You're telling me a reason why we should paskin like Rabbi Meir against Rabbi Yehuda. All of you are essentially saying that, no? Unless I'm misunderstanding you. We're not thinking of how it applies to this Tosfos. Let's take a look, and it's very similar how we're going to apply it, but we have to think of it from the perspective of Talmud Torah as opposed to from the perspective of Psak Halacha. Okay. So again, says Rabbi Yashiv, Vivir, and this is his title, it's in the Ha'aros, written like this, in like little sugya chunks. Vivir, had de koach de tera adif bide'oraisa o af bidrabanan. Very interesting topic. I would never have thought, what kind of business, de'oraisa de'rabanan, why should it matter? But we'll see in a minute. Okay. Lodiach ha'koch ha'der meir da'filu mayan ayosem itchila, says Rabbi Yashiv, u'pirshu ha'tosvos, Tosvos explain. The koach detera adif, that the reason for this is, okay, laudiach koach dermeir is because koach detera adif. Vihine, behold, bebeitza, here we go. Isanami, it also brings this svara of koach detera adif, about bimai, regarding ditnan lahasam, beitza shenol da biyantif, again, if you had egg that was born on yantif, vishamayomrim teachel, vishalomrim lo teachel. V'uki b'gemara b'tarnagolas ha'omedes legadol beitzim u'shum mukza. Says the Gemara, this case is tarnagolas, which is there in order to raise eggs, okay, and it's because of mukza. I mean, that's what the Mishnah was talking about, a case of mukza. U'maksha ha'gemara, and the Gemara asks them, koch tetera adif ihachi, which is Santos Sarash, adimaflik b'beitza, liflog b'tarnagolas. Okay? If they're arguing about the egg, they should also argue about the chicken. V'tirtzu ha'gemara, the Gemara answered, lo diach ha'kochu debeit shamai. Why, specifically, why do they argue about the beitza? To show you the koach of beis shamai, dibinolad shari, that it's permitted even to have one that was born on yadiv, koach tetera adif. Okay, and that's, meaning this was the answer to the Gemara there. The Gemara says, why do they argue about the tarnagola, about this egg as opposed to the tarnagolas? And the Gemara answers, again, to teach you that no lad shari, meaning that it's about muksa as opposed to the other option. Now, upirish Rashi Sham, what does Rashi explain? Why is it koach tetera adif is a reason for the Mishnah to choose one case over another? Again, says Rashi, Tov lo lahashmi'inu koach divrei hamatir. It's important to teach us the strength of the one who is matir, who is somech al shmuaso, that he relies upon his far. Exactly like what you guys said. Ve'inu yare lahatir. And you're not scared to be matir. Aval koach ha'ostrin ein araya. But to bring you an extra chumrah, that doesn't prove anything. Shakol yichol in lahachmir. Everyone can be machmir. Vafilu bedavar hamuter. Okay. V'divrei Rashi misparshim kipshutam. And he says everyone understands Rashi. This is what all of you said. The logic of Rashi. But again, we're going to have to see how it applies to what the Gemara is talking about, and we're going to see that in a minute. V'divrei Rashi misparshim kipshutam. You can explain Rashi simply. Dila adam, that for a person yoser kal lesser. It's very easy to aser. Dilesser lo tzarech rayos v'lo masores. You want to say aser 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 aser? You don't need any rayas, you don't need any masores. Masha'enkin lahatir tzarech rayos. Okay? Now, on the other hand, in order to be matir something, you need rayas. Al kol panim shehe barer etzlo dinahayetir mikol tzad shehu. Says, you got to have a strong raya. V'zeo bidas b'nei adam. Ve'eno mishum de'ayri b'milsa de'besafek tzarech lahachmir. Okay? And it's not we're talking about a case that's in a suffek that you need to be machmir. Da'filu b'darash mitzad hadin tzarech lahakel. Mikol makom gam lezet tzarech achra davi nichlal vade begeter suffek v'lo note le'isr v'dog. He says, we're not talking about over a case over here of suffek. He says, we're talking about where me'ikar adin, you're being makel. Anytime you're being makel, right, meaning it's nothing to, says Rav Liashiv, the first tzad has nothing to do with being a suffek. Meaning it doesn't have to do with suffek d'oraisa l'kula, suffek d'oraisa l'chumra, suffek d'arabana l'kula, nothing to do with that. It's just simply, anytime you wish to be makel, and you have a legitimate reason for being Megill, you need to have a good Svara. Now, if you're trying to teach people Torah, and you teach them a Chiddush of a Chumrah, are you teaching them Torah? No, because there's no Svara to that. We can always explain away the Chumrah as, okay.
No, but there may
there's
be
no Heter.
But there may be a
there may be, but what essentially Rashi is telling us is all about what it's teaching to us. Why does the Braisa want to teach us Koach HaMekil? Because there's a Svara behind that. There's a Shmaitza behind that. There's a Mesores behind that. Okay? And therefore, what's the bigger, essentially, Chiddush is always going to be the more Mekil position. It's always going to be the one that you need to understand better. Why could he be Mekil over here? So what's the Braisa want to teach us? It's not about Halacha, not Halacha. What does the Braisa want to teach us? What does the Mishnah want to teach us? The more lenient position, we're going to be ma'ayin, we're going to understand what's the svara to be mekel. Now, amnam, however, hatzlach beveitza kasav lahosif adivrei Rashi. The tzlach wanted to add on what Rashi says, v'kasav, listen to what he says, this is such a geschmack piece. V'kasav, and he wrote, dekocha dehetera adif, the reason why koach dehetera is more, is better, haino mishum deze nachutz lahashmi'enu. Is because it's more important to tell us the heter. Why? She'im lo neida haheter bevirur, tzrichin anu lahachmir misafik. Says the tzlach, always Mishnayos and Braisos need to tell us the heter in the largest scale of things. Why? Because of us. If we were unsure about a heter, what would we do in a case of a deoraisa? In a case of a safik, we'd have to be machmir. So why does the Gemara always choose to or the Mishnah always, or the Braisas or anything, always choose to emphasize koach de hetera? so that if we choose to be makil, we will have what to rely on. But if it emphasized the machmir case, we could never makil. It's about us much more. Now, again, right? Disafik yester l'chumra. Aval ha'oser, but the one who's asering, lo asalanu ha'to'eles bidvarav, didn't do anything for us. She'afim ha'yinu misupakim, gam kein ha'yinu machmir and machmas ha'safik. Because if it would just tell ha'koach the Yisura, let's say the guy was just unsure. Okay, let's say in this brisa, it had chosen to tell us the case of Mayin Shalaya Yatza B'tchila. What would we say? We say, oh, Rabbi Huda is machmir. Why is he machmir? We don't know. Suffolk. Suffolk is enough reason to be machmir. However, what this means is, Harei Dilidvarav, just let him say what everyone in here I'm sure is thinking. Harei Lidvarav, according to his words, Koch Tetera Adif, the reason why Koch Tetera Adif, who machmas hadin, is because of, again, what's ultimately leading to halacha. V'hainu, the kevan, the kol Suffolk Yisr l'chumra, since Suffolk Yisr is l'chumra, Harei Imatir hu, Al Korchach Shebar lo ha-hetzer bofen vadai. Being makil proves that you have a certain raya. Masha enkin kishu oser, but when he's being oser, efshar oser whom he's safik, velo machmas yidi, it's possible that the iser was only because of a safik. Da'arei zehu adin b'safik, lesor. Ulefi zeh balechadesh. Now listen to what he says. According to this, he's coming to say, deho kol hai klala dekoach datera adif. This entire rule of koach datera adif, lo have elahecha denech leku b'dvar Torah. Shadino b'safik l'chumra. Says Rabbi Liashiv, based on the Tzlach, and what the Tzlach is essentially saying is, we only say koach datera adif where it's important that we should know that we can be makil against the safik. Now what's going to come out? Just stopping here for a second, he's going to say this directly. Aval b'milsa d'rabanan d'naktinan b'sveiko l'hakel. When it comes, however, to d'rabanan, what does it make more sense to do then?
Emphasize
the Chumrah. Why? Because by a Suffolk Durabanan, you would be Megill. Maybe they're the Kula, is just because I don't know. There you should have to say the Chumrah. Now, stopping for a minute, what's going to happen in our Gemara? What are we talking about over here? What's the Chashash to be Oser, am I on Hayosa B'tchila?
Is it Durabanan or Durais?
I'm asking you. The chashash of Mayan Hayotze Betchila.
In terms of
if
muktza,
we have, if we have in gen muktza, yeah,
because you don't know.
Correct.
If it's
muktza we
or
treat
derisa.
As derisa. He's going to say that in a second. He's exactly about to say that. But what about our case? So first of all, anyways, Malachan Cholamoy Derisa Drabanan.
We don't know.
We don't know. Big machlokas. Okay. This case, however, what's the chashash about a Mayan Hayotze Betchila? What's the chashash? The walls will collapse, and what's going to happen? Tircha Yisera. That is for sure l'kulei alma gzera, which is only midrabanan. So if you apply the tzlach svara to this gemara, nothing works. Yeah. Nothing works. So we've now summarized the next two paragraphs, but I'll still read them anyways, and then we'll see his answer.
So continues. So we have a problem.
Yeah.
Because if the iser is drabanan,
then it should bidafka choose to teach us koach de chumrah of Rabbi Yehuda. Correct. That's the problem that he's going to bring up in a second. Let's continue reading through. But I'm glad everyone is totally on top of this, again, this piece in Rabbi Yashiv. So.
Barely.
Yeah. I mean, it's a long day. I know everyone is tired, but you all seem to be bothered by the same question. And he says like this, okay? Masha'en kein kishe'oser. Everyone see where we are? Again, a safik derabanan, you're going to be makil. Masha'en kein kishe'oser. However, when you're machmir by a derabanan, under rom vada'us shelo bedin. There you see again, he must have a good reason. Dim hichmir shmamina aserhu. If he's a person, someone's being machmir, you can't just choose to be machmir on a derabanan. Dari besafik haya makil. Because if it's safik, good makil. Vafal gav de sugya de beitza irelinian mokza. Your kasha. Aye, there it's only talking about mokza, which is derabanan. They know elam derabanan. V'yafal pichin amrin on bekocha de tera adif. It's your tzlach. De'ain zesoser yisodo. Says the tzlach, this is not a problem. Why? Tishani mokza de sfeiko lechumra. Says the tzlach, the halacha is by mokza sfeiko lechumra. If you've got a suffix on whether something's mokza or not, you can't move it. So there, since it's Sveiko L'chumra, again, why is the Gemara emphasizing Koach de Tera Adif by Mokza? Because Mokza is Sveiko L'chumra. Shu Chamor Ke'in Da'raisek Mavur Be Tosus Yishanim, probably, I would guess. I don't know. Beitza Gimel Amud Beis Ayin Sham. Fine. This is the Tzlach. Now, V'lechora, this is our question. Tiksha Devar Misog Yadanan. But there's a Kashmar Sog Yadilfima Shabirat Tosfos. That according to what Tosfos say, Hachanami Midin Koach de Tera Adif. Here also, what's the reason? Kocha de Tera Adif. Lehamid is a braisa b'mayan shiyatsa b'tchila. And that's why we put the braisa in a case of mayan shiyatsa b'tchila. V'yafal pi, shekol isra malacha b'chol amod en alamid rabbanan. Okay, this is his opinion. Uvisveiko hayustrichim lahakil. V'afilu leman desvir leidav de oraisa. Havadai de lachalik din mayan shiyatsa b'tchila lelo yatsa b'tchila en alamid rabbanan. He goes through again exactly what I told you before. First of all, Tosfos, who holds Koach de Tera Adif here, right? Who says Koach de Tera Adif in our sugya? Tosfos. What's Tosfos' opinion on Melachas Cholamoid?
Derabanan.
Okay, so number one. Number two, additionally, furthermore, okay? Even if you're going to say it's Deoraisa, no one will say that a Mayan Sheyotze Bitchila is Deoraisa. You're not doing any Melacha Deoraisa. It's just a chashash. The walls might collapse, and you might come to do. That's the definition of a gzera. Definition. You can look up gzera in the dictionary, you'll see this case. Mayan shiyotze b'tchila. Okay, so what's going on over here? V'afilu man desvir leidav deoraisa, havadai d'lachalek din mayan shiyotze b'tchila, lo yatz b'tchila, ein olamid rabbanan. He says, obviously it's olamid rabbanan, t'mitzad tircha shnehem shavim. That when it comes to tircha, they're both equal. V'rak debitza t'chila, yesh chashash u'gzera da'asilin puli. De beyatza tchila. I don't know why I said that. I'm thinking of beitza still. Barak de beyatza tchila, and only in the case of an umayan, there is a chashash ugzera to asilin puli. Ubevade lo hava elamid rabbanan. Ubesveko hayutzrichim lachilam kena mai koach de tera adif. Ask this question. He says, so why then here do we say koach de tera adif? If in fact it's only a safik de rabbanan, lekule alma venira. So first of all, what would I answer in the shir? What would I answer? Not a full answer. It's a partial answer. What would I answer based on what we said earlier in this year? The Tzlach holds like whom? You have two choices, either Tosfos the Rashi or the Ritva. Testing you, I gotta keep people awake. Why the Ritva? What did the Ritva say? That why do we say L'decha Kocha the Remeir? Because whoever spoke first. And does the Gemara say Koach the Teradif?
No.
Okay, so if I was the Tzlach, that's what I would tell you. I would tell you, I'm a Ritva guy. The reason why it says Koch de Rehuda, now it's still not fully satisfactory, because then there's a tension. What's the tension in that case? The tension is, well, on the other hand, the Tzlach holds, we should bedafka say, lo diecha de chumra of Rabbi Huda. Meaning, it's not fully satisfactory. It's not just enough that the Tzlach says there's no need for Koch de Tera out of here. He says Kocha de chumra out of here, right? Because again, he says, I need to show you what will happen in the case of a suffix. So I'm still not sure he would say that, but that might be an answer. V'nira d'ina chanami says, Rav Eliashiv, v'lo tiksha midi, you don't have to ask anything, v'tosu shupir shmil sayu midin koch tetera adif, ein mukrachu b'viru shal tzlach b'geder koch tetera. Okay? He says that according to Tosos, who explained this koch tetera, you don't have to say that this is, that they're holding with the pshat of the tzlach. V'efshol afarish kepash to stiver Rashi to koch teyater adif. Haynu dibimitzius lahatir einad amatir elak shabarlo aheter. I mitzad vada, I mitzad shabarlo sheyesh kan safik. V'echolim lahatir besafik. Okay, he's saying you could read Rashi, however, in its simplicity, which is not about, again, the outcome. It's not about the outcome and what to do in a case of safik. When you read Rashi that first time, what's Rashi saying? It has to teach us the bigger chiddush. What is automatically a bigger chiddush? What is always the bigger chiddush? The heter. Why? Because in order to be matir, you better have a good reason. Okay? Now, I still, people are going to be bothered. Now that, once you hear something in learning, it's a general call. Once you hear something that's a good svar, it's hard to forget it. Right? Now you're going to be like, 1 second, but is it really harder to be makil in a case of safek derabanan? You're not sure. Rashi says yes. So says Rav Eliashiv, Tosfos over here, they hold like the simple pshat in Rashi. And they say, again, Haynu dibimitzias lahatir inad amatir el shabarlo aheter. Imitzad vada imitzad shabarlo sheyesh kan safek. Says you're only matir when you are barur. Either you're barur that you have a safek, when you're certain. Either you're certain you have a safek, in a derabanan, or you're certain that you have a heter, v'yachol nahatir b'safek aval, lesser, yachol lesser, below shum biru, below shum yediyah, v'zehu mitzius hadvarim. He says, what's Rashi saying? B'mitzius. When you go to Rabbanim, that probably, says Rashi, know a little bit less, they would be machmir for you all the time. Machmir, 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 b'mitzius. However, b'mitzius, a real Talmid Chacham, koach dehetera adif, okay, they only do it, they show certainty, that's how it goes. And he says, this is all b'mitzius. V'im kein lo tikshamidi, you can't ask anything on Tosfos, why da'afal pi da'achalo ayrikim b'esr d'Rabbanan, that even though over here we're only talking about Nisr D'Rabbanan, says Tosfos, we hold like the Pashtus in Rashi. Afilu achi kochta ter adif dibimitzius yoser kal lesser milahatir. Okay, it's just easier to ask her than to be matir. The gambe D'Rabbanan tzar shielo baror sheyesh kan safik. That even by D'Rabbanan you have to be certain at least that it's a D'Rabbanan, and you have to be certain that it's a safik. Safik D'Rabbanan l'kula is only when you know it's a D'Rabbanan, you know it's a safik. In reality, says Rabbi Yashiv, Rashi is speaking not of a technical, what's the outcome of the halacha, what in a safik case. Rashi is talking about, in reality, factually speaking on the ground, people find it harder to be mekel, because they need to be certain. As a result, it's not a kashan. Tosfos follows that opinion, yes.
Almost, it's like, if you're making a decision, l'chadchila, you know, then there's other rules. But right. The d'eved, where you've done all the analysis, that's where the Arif Haikel comes in.
Right, that's in terms of Mahalakha Psak, and it is used very much this way, but again, what they said on Wikipedia I thought was spot on, was what I was going to say anyways, which is, when the Gemara uses this, and it's used all over Shas, Kochta Ter Arif is used all over Shas, when the Gemara uses it, it's, why would we bring a case? It's not a rule in Psak. It's not like one Rav was Matir and one Rav was Mekil, and one Rav was Matir and one was Oser, so the one who was Matir must be a greater Rav. Like, that's not the way it was used in the Gemara. It was used as, why does the Braisa or the Mishnah bring this case to show you Koach Tetera, which again allows you to learn a bigger Chiddush according to Rashi. Right? That's what's going on over here. Now, let's just continue, finish the sentence, finish then his answer for the Tzlach. Right? The Gam B'Derabanan were two lines up from the last paragraph. Who says a real suffix? And he says, therefore, our sugya is not a kasha on Tosfos. Who's it a kasha on? The tzlach. Okay. As I explained. He says, oh, you only have a kasha on the tzlach if the tzlach holds like Tosfos here. That what's the reason? So he alludes to what I mentioned before, and he's going to say it again. And he says, now let me, okay, what's the, he says, what can we do to answer for the tzlach? We can say that the tzlach, the yifarish, the hachalav, ishim koch, the teradif. First of all, he's going to say that again, what's the reason in our sugya? Why do we say lo diach hakocho diri meir? Lav mishum koch, the teradif. It's not like Tosfos, koch, the teradif. Ratzal hamin achidash alibi diri meir. Elevi tam acher. Here's the following reason. He throws his reason to the ring. To Rabbi Yehuda Atzmo, Hadvarim Muchrachim Mitzad Atzmam, the Dvarav Gam below Yatza Mayan Tchila Ve'ahechrech. So he says, a very interesting Chiddush. He says that if you read Rabbi Yehuda carefully, okay, if you read Rabbi Yehuda carefully, he says there's enough within Rabbi Yehuda's words to know that even Lo Yatza B'Tchila, he's going to hold of the same Chiluk between Beis HaShlachan and Beis HaBaal. Dimke, so he says, Ve'ahechrech Lezeh. And what's the proof? Dimkein masnisin k'man teramye shesfar maspik alachricho b'divrei Rabbi Yehuda shedvarav kayamim gam b'lo yatza mayan. He says, what's really our impetus for understanding this? He's saying, we're looking at it from an original, initial braisa type of situation. He's looking at it from the fact that Torah Shebal Peh is Torah Shebal Peh. Saying the fact that the Gemara came to the conclusion, of imkein masnisin k'man teramye, proves to us alone at that point that what was the intention of the Braisa? The intention of the Braisa was that Chazal, and they may have taught this orally, that we know from the Braisa itself, because of the Svara of Masis and Mantaramye, that we've no other options, that Rabbi Yehuda has to hold of the Chiluk even in an old Ma'ayan. Again, it's built into the Braisa based on the Kasha of Masis and Mantaramye, that it has to be that Rabbi Yehuda holds of the same din, whether it's a new Mayan, whether it's an old Mayan. Now, says Rabbi Yashiv, now that we know that, so there's not even room There's not even room lo diacha kocho de Rehuda. Why? Because it's obvious from the Braisa. How's it obvious? Masis en amantarami. Okay, let's read it again inside. Diimkin masis en amantarami. She says svara maspika. This is enough of a svara. Lahachricho b'divra Rehuda shedvarv kayam and gam b'lo yatzamayan. Masha inkin b'ri meir. He says, however, when it comes to a mayor, ain't shum hechrich midvarim hayu mamid mil say below yatsa hamayan velo hayinu yodim to sphere like king gam yatsa hamayan. He says, however, we have no suffix. Why? Because of Masis and Amantarami, because of that question, we're forced to establish that Rehuda is speaking only about a beis hashlachim, no matter what type of mayan, and a beis habal, no matter what type of mayan, he will be machmir. He will tell you it's aser.
Okay, so we're getting away from the Tosfot on that's checking off certain boxes.
Correct.
Where he's saying once that statement is made,
it checks off all three boxes conclusively. See, everything's coming together now, right? Everything's coming together. Says Rabbi Eliashiv, this is conclusively determining that we do follow Rabbi Yehuda, and that is pshat in the Braisa. Now, what about Rabbi Meir? Do we have any proof whatsoever as to what Rabbi Meir would hold by a new Mayan if we only mentioned old Mayan? We've absolutely no way to find out. Why? Because there's no Masnisa and Amanta Ramya on Rabbi Meir, because Rabbi Meir is not the Tana of the Mishnah. There's no way to determine what Rabbi Meir holds in that last case. Therefore, says the Tzlach, you know why we're saying Lehodiach HaKocho, the Rabbi Meir? Because there's no other option. There's no other option. We couldn't have said that the Braisa should instead talk about another case. There's no point in doing that. Because if the Braisa talks about another case, the whole Braisa would fall apart. This way, the way the Braisa is currently constructed, meaning again, and this gets back to exactly the question we said at the beginning. There's two questions. There's a question of why doesn't it also mention Rabbi Yehuda? That's not the question that Tzlach is dealing with. The question is, why does the Braisa not say the other case to show you the Chumrah of Rabbi Yehuda? Says the Tzlach, you know why? Because then we wouldn't be certain about all three bullet points. We wouldn't be certain about all three cases. Only because the Braisa lists Mayan Shaloya to Betchila can we get to this conclusion that Rehuda checks off all three boxes, and we know nothing about Rabbi Meir if we go the other way. We can't check off these boxes.
So how does that explain why Rabbi Meir is Adif? Or Kocho?
Because it's very simple. It's not about Rabbi Meir per se. It's that we have two options of if we were the ones authoring the Braisa, we have two options. Either we can write it like it is written about a Mayan Chiyatza Betchila, which says, Rabbi Eliashiv, we conclusively check all three boxes for Rabbi Yehuda. There's no suffix for Rabbi Yehuda whatsoever. And Rabbi Meir, when now there's also no suffix, as we told you, that even by a new Mayan, he has a base Abal. However, if we were to author it the other way, says Rabbi Eliashiv, okay, and we were to only talk about in the Braisa, Mayan Chelo Yatza Betchila, we wouldn't know Rabbi Yehuda's opinion, necessarily, without it, and we certainly wouldn't end up knowing Rabbi Meir's opinion. Okay, we certainly wouldn't end up knowing Rabbi Meir's opinion, and there's no Masnisa Amanta Ramye on him that we can derive his final view. So we would end up with less overall information in the other way around. So what is the, now, what is the outcome of the Braisa having been written like this? There's only one thing, Lo Diacha Kocho de Rabbi Meir. It's not a reason why the Braisa was written like this. Okay? It's not a reason why the Braisa like this. It's the Braisa had to be written like this, and I'm just telling you, it happens to be telling you the leniency of Rabbi Meir. Okay? A radical read of the Gemara once you come to the end of it, because really what he's saying is, according to everybody else, Lo Diacha Kocho de Rabbi Meir is why the Mishnah was written like this. Why? Because again, we're just presuming that it's Rabbi Yehuda because he checks two out of three boxes, like Tosfos. Masha'in Kain, according to Rabbi Yashiv over here, the way I'm understanding this, and I may be expanding a little bit beyond that, and he doesn't say everything that I'm saying 100% clearly. However, what he does say is that really this point of Masnis and Amanta Ramya is conclusive, that it had to be this way. And therefore we get more information from the Braisa being written about Amayon HaYotze B'tchila, and as a result, it ends up being Modiach HaKocho Derei Meir, not Modiach HaKocho Derei Yehuda. Good? Okay? Adkan, we're right just passing 9 o'clock, so I don't want to cut off too much.
Because Rabbi Meir is Mekel.
Correct, but we wouldn't know that if it only said Mayan Shiloya to Betila.
The reason the Kocho is there is because he was Mekel.
Correct, because it's just showing you some leniency, and it happens to be that it's showing that, but that's not the reason. Anyways, I think this comes beautifully full circle, very right back to our first point.
It's saying Rabbi Meir because Rabbi Meir is a Kiddush. Forget Lakula or Chumra. It's we know Rabbi Yehuda is our Breita. So the even though is our Mishnah. So even though the Breita is not identical to the Mishnah, they come to the conclusion that it lines up.
Exactly. So
it's only Rabbi Meir that has a Chiddush. Whether it's a Chumra or Kula, it happens to be a Kula right here, but that's why it's Rabbi
exactly
Meir.
Right, and that's just an outcome of the Mishnah having been lined up with the Braisa. Right? That's,
okay,
I think,
so
what he's trying to say here.
So when we learn Lakula, does not mean actual Halakha is Lakula.
And that's according to everyone. That's never, always in the Gemara. Again, we saw in the Gemara in Beitza, it's quoting Beit Shammai. Right? It's quoting Beit Shammai. It's never, it's again, to me, what Rashi is saying is it's the ability to learn. The ability to learn. Why would Chazal tell us this particular case? So you can understand the Sfaris there, even if it's not Lahalakha. But Koch Tetera Adef is not a Mahalakha Psak. It's not if you have a Machmir and a Mekil, always go with the Mekil, right? Everyone agrees. It depends on what's Doraisa or Derabanan. Right? I think that's the important point. We're always used Koch Tetera Adef, Koch Tetera Adef. We forget that, again, Safak Doraisa, Safak Derabanan, we have rules. Those are the rules. Doraisa is the Chumra, Derabanan is the Kula. But again, this gets precisely back. Tosfos is very much Lashitasam. It's 2 out of 3. And we have to bedafka choose Rabbi Meir because he's Mekil. Masha Einkein, again, whether you're going with the Ritva or whether you're going with Rabbi Yashiv, the Tzlach is also very much Lashitaso, that even though it would be ideal Lohodiach HaChomra de Rabbi Huda, we can't hear, because then we would lose information on the overall. Shkoyach.
Right, it's sort of